Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking here with the Adel DeSoto Minburn School Superintendent Greg Defoe. And Greg, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
As always, it's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much. And yeah, there's lots going on in the ADM school district community. And so, you know, we'll get to some things here as the school board. You guys just held your meeting this past Monday. And so a couple items off of that. We'll start here. Can you give us an update for the plan on professional development and the new teacher learning opportunities?
You bet. You know, we gave the board a fairly in-depth report on our professional development plan for the year on Monday night. And it's really centered around a book called Teach Like a Champion. And the authors wrote this book. It centers around 60 plus techniques that teachers can use. And we adopted that approach and we decided to go the Teach Like a Champion route after we examined what we've been engaged in with our teachers over the last 4 or 5 years. And then also identifying some areas that we could use some support in when we were visiting classrooms last year. It really is the right PD at the right time. We have an excellent staff who, as we always talk about, are the backbone of our system. And we're really excited about this Teach Like a Champion set of techniques that we're going to learn about this year. We won't learn about all 63. We're going to go in depth around 6 or 7 of them. And the thing that we really appreciate is that the whole idea around these techniques are that teaching is an art, and there's a craft to it. And so teachers will be able to learn about these techniques and embed them in their classroom in ways that make sense to them. So we're just really excited about the possible impact of Teach Like a Champion for us this year.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's very exciting for sure. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is, can you touch on the Upward Trend Literacy Agreement and kind of what all that entails?
Yes, in simple terms, it's an agreement that we struck with a former AEA literacy consultant. Barb Schutt had been providing us with services through the AEA around our literacy work. We felt that she was super valuable. And, you know, in her retirement, she's got her own limited license partnership. And we're contracting with her to provide some services that we've identified that we still want this year. We're really excited to have Barb still be a part of our literacy process. And what she really helps us do is zero in on the students who are having a really difficult time making progress and punching through the difficulties that they're experiencing. And she really helps our teachers identify what moves are important next. We're excited to have Barb along for the ride with us again this year.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, now talk about the Disclosure Council engagement agreement with Ehlers and Cooney in regards to the $18 million in school infrastructure sales and the use tax revenue bonds.
Yeah, it's quite a mouthful. This is a pretty typical action for us. Whenever we sell bonds, we need our bond attorneys at Ehlers and Cooney to help support that work. And so this is just an agreement that we need board approval on to engage Ehlers with us in that work.
Awesome. And now a couple of things I just want to get some updates on. Let's talk about, you know, the progression with the construction of the new high school. Obviously, I know, you know, it's set to open in the summer of 2027, but how have things been going out over there on kind of the south side of Adel?
Yeah, really good, actually, and almost surprisingly so. June and July were super wet. So that cost us many, many, many days of construction. But the general contractor's stall constructions have been super great for us. And even with the lost days of construction due to the rainy summer, they're still anticipating that we'll have the substantial completion done much earlier than the June of 27 target. So we're really excited. We've had a good stretch of dry here in August and then into September, and they're making great gains. So they're starting to go vertical. If you drive by the site, you can see a lot of concrete block going up. Those are the stairwells, elevator shafts for the 3-story classroom addition. And so we're really excited to see them start to go vertical and lay in brick.
Absolutely. No, that's really exciting. Again, speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe. And Greg, as we finish up here, I know another thing you kind of talked about is expanding on your cell phone policy that the school district has had for the past couple of years, but I know it's kind of state law that across Iowa to have kind of cell phones stripped during instructional time. But I know ADM, you guys have taken it a step further.
Yes, that's right. We had, you know, as you mentioned, the new legislation came into effect July 1, and that legislation required cell phones to not be utilized during instructional time. Districts do have the ability to go beyond that prohibition, and we've chosen to do that at ADM. Kindergarten through eighth grade, you know, students had no access for them once the school day started. So we were already in that full prohibition or full ban, as people like to use that word, in K through eight. In the high school, as I mentioned, we were not allowing cell phones to be used in classroom times, but we expanded that to include passing periods and lunch periods. So, and it's went really well. So our kids, we have just great students, and I know they didn't like it largely at the outset, especially, but they've responded super well to it. And we've definitely noticed positive things already in some simple things that, you know, we used to take for granted, in that they're talking to each other and looking at each other more often instead of having their face in their phones. And it's just brought a healthy change and a needed change in our estimation. And our parents have been super supportive, and it just couldn't have went, you know, really more seamlessly for us. And that's a testament to our students and our parents and our high school staff who are making it all work. So we're really excited, and it's really just become part of who we are now, and we're just moving ahead.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, thanks for updating us with that. And then the last thing I want to leave you with, as we get rolling, you know, we got lots of activities coming up at ADM. You got homecoming this week, and with that, Tiger Fest. So the king and queen will be announced. And so, yeah, just talk about all the fun things happening here pretty soon.
Yeah, homecoming is a really special week plus, you know, for us at ADM. You know, homecoming is typically for, you know, it's really meant in a large way for alumni, but of course our current students celebrate it and have a ton of fun during homecoming week. So the pinnacles of our homecoming week are really later in the week, when we have Tiger Fest, which I think is one of the best, you know, community celebrations around. We get hundreds of people to come to our campus on Thursday night for all sorts of fun games for kids and food. And then Thursday night following, you know, we move up to the stadium, and there's the coronation and the powder puff game between the junior and senior girls. And then Friday night, of course, we have the homecoming football game. So, you know, a lot of fun, and we take great pride in our homecoming around here, and we're excited for it. So it's a good thing to get going.
Yeah, well, we'll be there to cover Tiger Fest. Can't wait for that. Again, we've been speaking here with the ADM Superintendent Greg Defoe for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Greg, yeah, thanks for getting us all caught up with everything going on in the ADM School District, and we'll talk again with you soon.
That sounds great. Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks.
You are absolutely welcome. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.